win. And we must use every appropriate tool available to beat the Democrats. Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we must swamp the radical Democrats with massive turnout. If you want to save America, register, get an absentee or mail-in ballot, vote early. The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. With your vote, we will win a victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before.
Awesome. Hey there, Patriots. Good morning. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. Actually, another thing that I heard Scott Pressler saying is they're going for the Amish vote because the Amish are the number of the Amish are surpassed the number that they cheated, you know, that they overcome the election when they cheated last time. So they could really turn out in droves, and they can do it by paper ballot, absentee. If they don't want to take their little buggy down to town to do their vote. So watch what President Trump says. If he says this is what he wants us to do, that's what we're going to do. I trust him. He knows the plan. He knows the way to make this happen. So I'm just going to be a part of that. We're going to talk a little bit about what we can do also and just being everybody all hands on deck. So let's go. Here's my website right here, just in case you don't know, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E. Check it out. We've got tons of great things over there, all for free. There's no paywall at all. 1,000 videos right here, videos, playlists. We look at how this is biblical. We always look at the current events in the light of God's word, because this is biblical, and we're going to look at this here in just a little bit. I'm going to show you something in 2 Thessalonians about the Antichrist, okay? So I just want to make sure everybody is really on the same page and understanding how we've been misled on so many things, especially from the Bible. All right, so here is, I want you guys to like, please share and subscribe. Make sure you hit that like button right now. Bling. And make sure to share, because this is a great news. Everybody needs good news, don't you think? All right, so here is President Trump. We're going to jump in right now. President Trump was at this round table in Michigan. And this is really amazing response from the African-American community. So I'd hope that you had seen it. I posted this all on the social media. If you don't know, you go right here to freedomforce.live and you can see all the social media right here. Truth, Telegram, Twitter, Getter, blah, blah, blah. All right, so check all that out. But here, I want you to see what they were having to say. This specifically about the border. And you're going to be really encouraged to see how great the response is to President Trump.
And they're taking your jobs. The black community is being hurt more by the illegal aliens, 16, 17 million. They're taking your jobs. You're down 6-7% from where you were just 3 years ago with me. And it's going much lower because millions and millions of people are coming into your communities. It's no longer, every state is a border state. You've heard that. But they're coming into your community and they're taking your job. They're affecting the African Americans, and then after that, the Hispanic Americans more than any other group. And they're also affecting unions, because unions are starting to lose their grip because of it. They've never seen it. We're being inundated.
All right. So, yeah, they need to fix his mic, first of all. But, yeah, so this was a great... I love how he does roundtables. Remember when he first went into office that he would continually do these roundtables to hear from the community members. And this is exactly what he was doing the other day in Detroit. And so it's just the other videos I'm going to show you, they're going to actually ask him questions or tell him what their thoughts are. And so here's the one on transgender. They had a lot of thoughts on that. Check it out.
The left-wing gender ideology away from our youth. Gender ideology. Wow.
They're not having it.
You know, it's an amazing thing. Every time I say that, it gets that kind of an audience. From all groups, from all communities, it's incredible how that continues. Like, I will keep men out of women's sports. People say, that's another thing.
the African American community is not having any of that. They're like, y'all crazy if you're wanting to do that. So really, that's very encouraging. And then here was one about this man who had been in prison and how he was really appreciating President Trump doing the Next Step Act, I think was the name of it. And so he was really just showing his great appreciation for President Trump on that. And this is a great video. These are great to share with the African American community because some of them might not even know about this.
Just to say I'm happy to be here. I wouldn't be anywhere else today.
Thank you.
I had some issues early in my life, you know, young black man in the city. I got incarcerated, and it just so happened to be under the Joe Biden's 1994 crime bill. I'd like to thank you for working on the First Step Act that reversed that.
First Step. Sorry, I said it Next Step. It's the First Step Act. And so it was really great that they, he's talking about how President Trump reversed basically what Biden had put in, basically incarcerating all of these people and giving them no chance to get out over sometimes even the littlest thing. And they're behind bars and that's the end of it.
Turn my life around right now. I have 6 children, and I worry about their future. Democrats are attacking our kids right now. What will you do to protect our children and their future?
Well, we're going to get your children jobs. We're going to make it possible for them to work. We're going to stop illegals from coming in because your biggest threat are the illegals taking the jobs. We have threats as to security, too, because, again, so many of them come from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, and even insane asylums. That's a step above, that's many steps above mental institutions. And we're not going to allow this to happen. And the first community, and this is open knowledge that's being affected and affected very badly, is the black community because they're taking your jobs. We want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally. They have to be vetted, and they have to come in legally. So I think that...
Yeah, listen to that response. Listen to that response. It's, you know, they're loving it, and I'm sure they're sharing it. And did you hear him calling out that the Democrats are destroying their future? So this is, again, with all the auto industry. Yeah, these CEOs have really messed up because they've sent the jobs, all these car auto industry jobs overseas, Mexico even.
That's the biggest single thing that we can do in terms of the future, because you see already what's happening where your wages are down, it's going down, it's going to get very bad. I think it's going to get very bad. So we have to close up the border, we have to stop, and we want people to come in, but we want them to come in legally, and they have to come in through a legal process. It's so unfair to our country, but I think that's the biggest thing we can do.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
President.
You very much. Congratulations, Steve.
Congratulations for somehow getting out of the system. So, yeah, and did you see he's saying it's going to get really bad? You know, I don't know what that means, if there's going to be if the stock market will burst and cause this to be the reset. I don't know. Don't know what's exactly how it's going to play out. Part of me wonders if it's going to happen before the election. Part of me, because it would seem to me that Biden would not want that to happen for his sake, because it would hurt his chances of winning. But they might say, oh, we're coming in to save the day. And then people, oh, yay, he's made sure that, you know, some kind of cockamamie, you know, buy off of people. Who knows how they're going to play it. Either way, President Trump knows, and there's nothing that can stop what is coming. It's the end of it. And, you know, we've talked about this before. If you aren't familiar with my books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, this is the end times for them. It clearly, no doubt, is. Check out my most recent video where I talk about Micah, that they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. They will no longer rule this earth and do all this evil to us. All right, so I want you to see that one about the prison. This was another thing. Okay, so not only did he have the round table with these community leaders in Detroit. Also, he met with the Capitol Hill Club this morning. And this is what Massey was saying. This was on the 13th. This was on Thursday. He said this morning they met the Capitol Hill Club. Trump briefly floated the concept of eliminating the income tax and replacing it with tariffs. Now, I want you to see this. This is amazing. I was not aware of this. I'm thankful for Massey showing this to us, because all these years, starting in, I think that's 1790, all the way to like, I can't even read this, but either way, way up into our history, we never had taxes, never had federal income tax at one point, this red line, when the red starts is when they start taxing us out our ears. Crazy. And so here is, this yellow was all only getting our government was paid for with tariffs. Taxing imports, not even everything, but just certain things. If you want to do business in our country, you're going to have to pay a tariff. And of course, that means that more and more people would say, we don't want to, invest in, overseas companies. We want to have companies in America so that we can avoid that tariff. So this was a huge thing that he was talking about with them. And they were really being very, very responsive, very positive and very unified, surprisingly, with this leadership up in Capitol Hill. So that has turned around. They see clearly that President Trump has the support of the people, and they see that no doubt, he can help, he can make or break them, is the honest truth. Now, one of the things that was very interesting, there was a man who was running for office, and he was, I'm sure, very, very good, like a really great patriot. But President Trump endorsed the guy who's in there. Okay. So what I think that and the man realized, he says, I know why President Trump is doing it, because it's more likely we can get him in than and to defeat the Democrat. So that is, he understood that was what it was. And he feels like, he said, okay, I'll just step out of the race. If President Trump says he wants this person, then I'll go ahead and step out. And he went to a run for another position in a different race completely. But the point is, President Trump is working with all these people in Congress, and they'll be on a short leash. They'll be having to do what he says. So that's, we'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. But I'm just trust President Trump. I trust the plan. I trust that he knows exactly what he is doing. So thank you, Thomas Massey, for sharing that. Did y'all have any idea about that? That's amazing that the tariffs were funding our government up until just of recent years. So if I could read those numbers, it's just so little. I don't know if there's any way I could read those numbers. Oh, it's so little. I'm trying to find it, but I can't see it. Anyway, so I want you to see that. He also met with the senators in this roundtable meeting, the GOP meeting. So they're all smiles and all very positive and understanding that President Trump is the chosen one. The people have spoken, and we want him as the leader, and that's all there is to it. And so this went really well. The people said that he was very positive, and they really loved what he was having to say. And so that was a great sign that he's, back in D.C. for the first time since he left on Inauguration Day all those years ago. It seems like it's been forever ago, hasn't it? How many times has he said these certain things would not have happened while he was in office? This was all part of the plan. It really was, because we had to, none of us had any idea really what was the level of evil that was going on in Ukraine. We had no idea what the level of evil was in Gaza. We never had any, with these poor people being bombed, civilians being bombed. We had no idea about that what they would do with the border. So that, as President Trump just said the other day, it's either because they hate our country, or they're stupid, or because they're trying to get voters. So all these things had to happen during that time, but now he's back. He's back and clearly in command, in control, and they are all bowing the knee to him. And if you saw him shaking hands with Mitch, looked like he was, Mitch has really really not done well. And so it appears that he was offering condolences to Mitch, the way he was shaking his hand, like, poor thing. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens with some of these people who have been rogue. We will watch and see. All right, so that was really encouraging. Here's another little tidbit that President Trump says about paying off the debt. Check this out.
Why do you do it? How do you bring America together?
So that's really why I'm doing it. We had a thing going, as you know, the most successful economy in history. We were energy independent. We were soon going to be energy dominant. We're going to dominate the world. We became number one in the world on energy production. It was like a rocket ship. We were number three, way behind Saudi Arabia and Russia. And we went to number one by a lot. We're going to be energy dominant. We were going to take that liquid gold. We were going to pay off debt. We were going to do things that would have been beautiful. But basically, we had the greatest economy in history. Everything was good. We had no wars under Trump. Remember, they said we're going to go into wars. I defeated ISIS entirely, got rid of the worst terrorists in the world. We defeated ISIS, and we had no wars. Now we're involved. We got wars all over the place.
Oh, well, he was saying that we're going to take that liquid gold and we're going to pay off the debt. So there's that. He's saying that we have, you know, that's just one piece of it. The other thing is, we know, if you haven't seen this already, you can go on my Telegram and go to the pinned items under Freedom Force Battalion. You can find this over on the Telegram, right here, social media, Telegram, right here. When you go there and you go to the pinned items, you will see this, under the treasury.gov. I'm going to try to pull it up real quick. Treasury.gov. This is the SDN list. Let's see how many pages it is. Ready? Drum roll. Let's see how many pages it is. This is as of June 14th. There are now 2,571 pages of seized assets. Tiny print, three columns on each page. All these assets have been seized. Why are these assets seized? It's because they were involved in human trafficking or corruption. President Trump put out an executive order, and that has not stopped under Biden. What does that tell you? These people have been doing corruption, and they've been going under grand jury, and their assets have been seized through all of this. So this is extremely exciting that President Trump has been doing all this, and that is all that you've paid into the government is going to come back to you. Like I was just showing you this this picture right here. All that red stuff, those red the ink over there, you have paid in by fraud. They took that by fraud. You're going to get it all back. Think of it as a bank account with interest. With interest. So just buckle up. Hold on tight. It's going to all be good. You're going to be in great shape. Just hang on tight, okay? The Bible says that it's through much suffering that we inherit the kingdom. We have a lot of things to go through to defeat this horrible beast. It's the beast, the Antichrist. Who we're fighting is the Antichrist. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. But this is what we're fighting. We are fighting these evildoers that have stolen from us so much. But President Trump is going to make us wealthy again. He really is. And it's going to be amazing. Everybody's going to have everything in the world that they need. It's just going to be hard to even imagine. We're going to pinch ourselves for years, I'm sure, to realize that we were just at the edge of oblivion, and the Lord pulled us back and rescued us. As the Bible says, but not by human hand. This is the Lord who's rescuing us. So he's going to pay off all this debt. We won't have any debt at all. And everyone will have all their money back. That's amazing. And the bad guys will be gone. I mean, how could anything be better than that? So I think this was when they were singing Happy Birthday. Oh, that's loud. So anyway, you can see there was very, very positive in that Senate GOP room.
Then you have to cut it. Otherwise, the wish doesn't come true.
I
need that knife. Very good.
I don't know if you heard what he said. He says, you have to make a wish, and then you can't tell, but then you cut the cake. Otherwise, it doesn't come true.
So let me make a wish, and you say what the wish is, and it'll have something to do with this room.
It's something to do with this room. You can see all the laughter and all they're just enjoying him and his company. So, you know, we will see. I'm sure some of these people, maybe, you know, he's just biding his time with some of them, because if whoever's the naughty ones, he knows whoever's the nice ones, he knows. He knows the ones who've been blackmailed, who knows the one, all these people who've had to do whatever they were told. So just hang on tight. Now, one other quick thing that came out. Matt Gaetz is working with a group in Congress to stop President Trump from having to go to jail. And so we'll see what happens. To be honest, I would not be surprised if they put him in jail and that would be part of the plan, because that would shock the world. I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, I just am going to trust the plan completely. Trust the plan, and we'll continue to have rallies, but he won't be there. I mean, they're going to try to make it where he can't live stream. I'm sure. You know, we'll just continue on. We will just not stop until we elected his president and have him inaugurated. That's all there is to it. Okay, next, I want you to see this. Very, very, very interesting. I saw this somewhere about the Big Bang Theory. I never watched that show, but here, look at this guy's shirt. It's the chemical compound for adrenochrome. How about that? On his shirt. What a coincidence. Yeah, the molecular structure of adrenochrome on the shirt of an actor on The Big Bang Theory. Imagine that. What in the world would he have that on his shirt for? Yeah, this is a real thing. This is a real thing. And these people are evil. And this is why they're the anti-Christ. They're the anti-life, anti-justice, anti-freedom, anti-peace, anti-fairness, anti-love, anti-everything, anti-Christ. Everything the opposite of Christ. This is what they do. And I'm going to show you this passage right here from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, because they were freaking out, oh, the end of the world has already come and we missed it. No, he says, no. That day won't come until there's a great rebellion against God. And the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man of lawlessness is revealed. Now, we know that this new world order, this deep state cabal, is the Antichrist. Some people don't realize that. But for many, many, many people, this lawlessness has been revealed. Many people realize, they may not realize it's the Antichrist from the Bible, but they realize these people are lawless. What, from the elections to the COVID to you name it, these people are lawless. You see what happened in the trial against President Trump. They are completely lawless. So that has been revealed. Does every man, woman, and child know? No. But a huge swath of people realize that these people are lawless. They have stolen the jobs. They've taken kickbacks. They've done whatever they were told by their handlers. These people are lawless. The ones at the top who are the handlers, these are lawless people. They are doing Satan's bidding, really, to destroy the world. The people who are shutting off the water in Idaho so that the farmers lose their crops, their ability to make food for you and me. You know, these people are lawless. They're the man of lawlessness, basically satanic. So this is another name for the Antichrist, is the man of lawlessness. And that man of lawlessness will be revealed, the one who brings destruction. That's what they do. Everyone's awake to that now, almost. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He is going to defy the law. He'll defy the people. He doesn't care what they vote. It's just defy all of it. We've seen that time and time and time and time and time and time again. It doesn't matter how we scream. It doesn't matter what we do. They're just like, we don't care. We're going to do this anyway, right? We've seen that. They defy everything that people call God and every object of worship, everything holy, everything right. They just defy it. He will even sit, and it sounds like it's a single person, but it's not. This Antichrist is a group. It's a collective. And you can call it a he. It's because it's just, you know, rather than they, because it's a group that works in lockstep. They will sit in the temple of God claiming that he himself is God. Okay. So the point is, they're not going to go and sit in a temple. I know that says that, but it's not about that. It's that they demand that we bow to them. What is, you know, he says he's God. These people say they're God. You must bow. You must bow to me. You must do what I say. And that's who they are. These people think that they are God. They think that they are running the world, and they have no respect for the Lord or the Constitution or the rule of law or the people at all. That's who it's talking about. This is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. This is who the Antichrist is, also called the man of lawlessness. Okay, so here it talks about the Antichrist in the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, 18. Dear children, the last hour is here. You've heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know the last hour has come. So what is John saying? John was talking about, he was writing this when he was in prison, and he was writing to the churches saying that there are lawless people that are Antichrist, Nero, all these Caesars. And there would be more and more and more over time. We've seen many evil ones come along, come and go, right? We've seen that. How do we know that this is the day, this is the final Antichrist? It's because one of the reasons is because there's been the Great Awakening. Everyone's awake to it now. In the past, when none of us realized who we were fighting, and now we realize it. And so we're all awakening and we're fighting back. And you can tell with their panic that they realize that we are, this is it. So it says that many antichrists have appeared, but there's going to be an antichrist, that the final antichrist is coming. And that's what we know, that this is the one because of the sign of the Son of Man, where it says that there was a woman clothed with the sun with the moon under her feet and 12 stars in her head and 12, and she was in labor to be delivered. This happened. And as soon as that happened, we started to see the Great Awakening. Everyone started to piece it together. 17 started posting and telling us this piece of the puzzle and that piece of the puzzle. And we started to understand what they call the map, the complete understanding of, oh, now we get it. We see what they did with the Federal Reserve. We see what they've done with the banks to hijack the currency. We see what they did with starting all this by sinking the Titanic. We see what they've done with the Epstein Island and what they've done to the children and blackmailing all these congressmen. Okay, we see what they're doing with the COVID and all that. So this was the kickoff to the Great Awakening and the Battle of Armageddon, because we're fighting this battle. If you're not familiar with this, go to my books right here. Go to my books, End Times. All these three really break it down. This is the Decode of Revelation, End Times, and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. It goes into all the Minor Prophets told us exactly what was going to happen. Habakkuk and Joel and Zephaniah and Micah and Malachi, they told us that this day would come when we would see this sign in the heavens and that we would wake up, and you're gonna love it. It's really, really encouraging. And then here is this is biblical. 17 Bible stories about how all these Bible stories are playing out before our very eyes. And we're soon going to see, for example, the Elijah showdown, where everyone's going to realize, oh, these people are evil. And then all of the Baal worshipers, all the priests of Baal, I think it was 250 of them, were taken down to the Kishon Valley and executed. I'm just saying. No wonder I'm getting kicked off of all these shows. Anyway, that's okay. That's okay. I've got to speak the truth from his word. All right, so I want you to see that. This is what the Antichrist is. We are fighting the Antichrist. It's not a single person. It's a collective. It's a group. They work together. Think of it as a mafia, okay? And the Bible says that he will sit in the temple, but it's not going to be a temple. It's they want to rule in your heart. You bow to us. You do what we say. Think of the communists, where they may force someone to do something awful. I'm not going to even go into it, but just something awful, because they're like, we are your God and you have to bow the knee to us. This is what they're trying to do throughout all the world. And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And they're ticked off because we won't. All right. So this is the other thing I wanted to show you, which is super cool. And that is that this is some standing stones in Ireland. And so I want you to see these. There are 12 standing stones in a circle. And if you think of them as each stone that's standing represents one of the tribes of Israel in a circle. And think of that as the 12 major constellations: Virgo, Libra, Sagittarius, Scorpio, Taurus, all these are signs the Lord put in the heavens. And each tribe coincides with one of the of the major constellations. So, which you guys maybe knew all that. I've talked about that before. But this is really cool, and I haven't told you about this before. This is this is how in the Kalanish, C-A-L-L-E-N-I-S-H, those stones, there's like, I don't know, 100 of them. They form a Celtic cross. And each of them has its own name for each one of these standing stones. This is why the cross for the Celtic cross has a circle in the middle, because it's the heart of this of the Christian faith is the foundation of the tribes of Israel. Okay, this is the promise that the Lord told to Abraham, and that I'm not talking about the little town, little country in the Middle East that's been hijacked. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about Netanyahu. I'm talking about you. You are part of the tribes of Israel. You are the part of the scattered or dispersed tribes of Israel. I've talked about this many times before in the book of James and in 1 Peter. It says, I'm writing to the scattered tribes or the dispersion of Israel. And so if you've been reading that book and thinking that's for you, well, it is, because you are part of this dispersion. And you may not be a physical lineage of the Israelites. You might have been grafted in and adopted in. Either way, one way or the other, you're part of the family. But I just wanted you to see that this is the heart of the Celtic cross. This is what these standing stones are all about. It's, yes, our heritage with our forefathers, the 12 tribes of Israel. You know, you may be from the tribe of Judah, or you may be from the tribe of Naphtali, or whichever tribe, but they extend out to form the cross, the Celtic cross. I thought that was super cool. I wanted you guys to see that. All right, now the next thing we're going to do super quick is we're going to talk one more time about how to swamp the vote. And we're going to talk with Catherine Engelbrecht. I want you guys to go through piece by piece to make sure that you know how to get on her website, how to challenge each of the fraudulent voters that are potentially in your county, how you can do the affidavit to send this over to your election official so that they will remove them. We only have until like the middle of July to get this done. So I'm counting on you. She's counting on you. And we're all going to get in here and get this done. We're doing it in our community. And so I'm counting on you to do it in yours. So don't stop until this gets done. Don't put down everything else you're doing. This has got to be number one on your list to get this done. All right. I think that's it. I love you guys. We'll pray at the end of that. And I will talk to you later. This is where I want you to go today. If you haven't done so already, I've been putting this on my social media for you guys to go on truthevote.org. I want you guys to go, and as soon as you get there, go to the engage button and you will see the IV3. That's what Catherine's going to talk to us about today. And this is how we can cleanse the voter records. And when you get there, this is what you're going to see. Okay, so tell us everything we need to know, Catherine, to help cleanse these voter records.
Sure thing. So IV3 stands for Independent Vote Verification and Validation. And this is very much about teach a man to fish. We want to give you access to your local county or whatever your local jurisdiction is. It's county, municipality, township, parish, you know, everybody has their own wording, but generally it's county. Anyway, giving you access to those voter rolls and giving you additionally access to comparisons to other databases that help us to highlight potentially ineligible records. Most states have a process called a citizen or a voter or an elector challenge that allows a registered voter in a local jurisdiction to identify potentially ineligible records and then submit those records to the counties for the county's review. Now, this is a different project than organizations that are out suing to have the rolls cleaned, or even for the counties themselves and what they are doing to help to improve the accuracy of the rolls.
Right.
And I'm thrilled to tell you, Melissa, that in years past, let me say it differently, we have never seen as much activity to get the rolls clean by counties themselves as we are seeing right now.
Oh,
and I have no
doubt.
By
the counties.
Yes. Yes. And I have no doubt. In fact, here in Texas, our Secretary of State sent out a notice just like last week that went public, reminding all the counties that they've got to do everything they can to get the rolls clean before the election. And we are with the challengers that are working inside of IV3 and providing information to their counties. They're getting super positive feedback. So this
terrific.
Is I mean, look, in a perfect world, we wouldn't even need IV3, but the world is a mess, and not every county is doing what they need to do. But the good news is we should want for good news, right?
Yes.
And the good news is counties are doing it. So all this to say, we give you, we give you the access to the information that you can then look at the record, decide for yourself. And then if you choose that you do want to challenge the record, we auto format it into a spreadsheet for you that you can send to the county, and then they can take appropriate actions. Now, moving or removing names from the voter rolls can be, and in most cases always, nearly always, is a multi-step process, but I can't overstate the value of citizens engaging. Even if it's step one in a process, you have kickstarted a process that otherwise would not have been brought to the attention of the county.
Right.
So what we see, we have over 30, I think around 35,000 people currently working in the app. And what we see is everything from, you know, feedback, and we're very, very interested in all the feedback that, that people are getting. Everything from, you know, the county's thanking them and telling them the dispensation of what they've turned in, like what's going to be happening behind the scenes, which is fantastic. Through to the other end of counties not responding at all.
Right.
And then we talk about how to, you know, how to peel back those layers and take next step types of action should you need to. But for the moment, why don't we just look at the app and then I can answer more specific questions.
Let's do that.
But the goal, though, broadly speaking, is just to get the rolls as accurate as they can be by any means that we can, and so many states have this process available to citizens, so let's take them up on their offer and let's get the rolls clean.
Yes.
So what you're looking at here is the sort of front door to the IV3 app. What happens here is just, this is just giving you information on the program itself. If you want to participate, you need to click on the button that says register.
Right here.
That's right. That will take you to a page where you enter your information. We do ask you for your ID, so it may be easier to do the registration from your cell phone, so you can just take a quick picture of it and post it. If not, if you're working from your laptop, you can take a picture of it, send that to your laptop, save it, then post it. I know it's a bit of a headache, but the reason we do that is twofold. Number one, we want to make absolutely certain that we are giving you access to the correct data, because if you are not in the right county, then all the work you do is going to be rejected. We don't want that.
Right.
Additionally, we need to make sure you are who you say that you are, because, and it may not shock many of your listeners, but we have a lot of people that are trying to implode this effort and make a mess of things. And so we try to keep the level of engagement sufficiently secure so that we know who's working in the app.
Right.
And then if they go on to do you know, untoward things, we can track back to that and figure it out.
Yeah.
So, but that's the registration process.
This is the screen, everybody, where you go and
that's
register, right? And yes, she is asking for, just like she said, name, ring and serial number, basically your name, your address, your county, your date of birth, and it's going to ask you for your driver's license, okay, front and back, if I remember correctly, right? This is, and that might make some of you nervous. Let me just tell you something. Time for us being nervous is over. We have got to be tough and strong. And let me just tell you something. Of all the people in the world, I trust Catherine Engelbrecht. She has proven herself in the trenches. I don't know if we're not going to go all into the detail, but she refused to give up some data to the courts. And they put her behind bars. And I'm so proud of you that you were so courageous. A lot of people
would have buckled
at that point, and you did not. So she has proven she will protect your data, protect your information. But we want to make sure that when you sign up, not me, I'm just I'm not even really a part of it. I'm trying to join in. But when they give you the information, they need to know that you have the standing, am I right, in your county to be able to take these challenges to your clerk or whatever they're called, the election official in your county. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We've got to literally match you in the voter rolls. And this sometimes introduces all new levels of frustration, because what you think your registration should be and what the county shows in their rolls may not match. And so we've got to work through all of that. But I also want to encourage people that if you do choose to participate, please be assured that everything that we do relative to this registration is encrypted. It's not shared publicly. It's right. only for validation, and then we get rid of it.
Yes.
We just want to make sure that we have it when we start off so that everybody starts off on yes. the right foot.
Yes.
And Melissa, just your point about what I went to prison for, it was actually not that we wouldn't share data. It was that we wouldn't share a name. And so I yes. say that because it's so pertinent here. The name in that court case really had no bearing in the case itself. It was just a name that they wanted said publicly so that people could do what they do
exactly.
and try to censor and silence. And so we just,
yes,
it was immaterial
exactly.
to the case. And that's, I do take it that seriously though. We will
yes.
not give up this information, and that's not the point. We're just trying to make right. sure everything is on an even keel when you start.
Yes. I'm just so, so proud of you and proud to work with you and proud of what you're doing for our country. And she's been doing it, like I said, 15 years, right, Catherine? This is so much time.
Yes.
You know this game.
Oh my gosh, no. I mean, I might come from an oil and gas background. I have no political background. I'm not running for office. It was just way back when, 2009, went to work at the polls my very first time and saw problems in a process that I thought, well, this... Why are these problems here? We can straighten this out. This is
right.
it's just data and technology and, you know, a good workflow.
Right.
But what I've learned over the years is there's an awful lot more in play here than what should be a very simple process. And therein lies
right.
the real problem.
Right.
Because you have a lot of people that are actively lobbying to keep our elections perpetually broken. And we can't stand for that. We must push back. And frankly, if citizens don't stand up and do things like IV3, where the government can clearly see that people are rolling up their sleeves and putting on their waders and getting involved, it will. If we don't do this, it will never change.
Right.
Because as long as we stay silent
right.
and stay on the
right.
sidelines, they'll just keep on rolling.
Exactly.
We have got to make it known that we are awake and engaged. And then you will be amazed at how quickly things will right themselves.
So
they've
out.
Got to hear from the people.
Right. And so I'm serious, you guys. You know, we're the Freedom Force Battalion. We're not here to just, you know, get information and watch people talk. Catherine yeah. and I have no desire to sit on here and talk. We want our country back. And so everybody, I'm telling you, everybody who's watching this, get on there, IV3.us, and register. You're going to get this email, and the email will show that you've been approved, and then they'll give you a link so that you go in, you'll put in your email address and the password that they assign to you. Then you can go and change the password, whatever. And the very first screen you get to is going to be this screen right here, something like this in your county. And on the left side, it tells you what your statewide counts are. And for example, on here, it's a little hard to see from your screen, but it says the red is what has been those who've been registered, and then this area, this darker area, is moved from registered address. In Texas, there are 900,000 who have moved from their address. They have no right to vote. And like I was saying on the video the other day, I'm not worried about Joe, who might have moved, and he would probably come back into our county and vote in both places. He might do that. My concern is someone taking that very valuable ballot and vote and using that to register a vote, to post a vote. That's my concern. And so on the right side, you'll see the countywide numbers. In this particular county, I think it says 1,698 had moved. So what we did was we gathered up several people who have some time that they would like to be a part of this effort. And we have a teamwork they're working on this to get these sorted out. Basically, when you go into this area right here where it says the non-standard addresses, you view the active ones. Catherine's already done the hard work for us. You see that there are 200 at a commercial address. You can immediately say, I need to challenge that. And you just go in and you click that you want to challenge it. And then it's going to go down here where you see my challenges. And you're going to view the ones that you've challenged, basically print it out, sign it, you know, an affidavit, and take it to your election officials. It's really that simple. Am I right, Catherine?
It is. I would add one more thing for consideration. When you first start with IV3, At the bottom of the screen that we're looking at right now, there's a line that says state challenge spreadsheet, I believe.
Yes.
And it's a hyperlink.
Okay.
Click that is the very first thing you do. Click that because you will go then to a spreadsheet that shows the rules and the steps to follow in every single state.
Yes.
So in the state of Texas, for example, you'll go to the spreadsheet and you'll see what Texas says about elector challenges, who can challenge, what you need to challenge. And then in the state of Texas, you've got a requirement to submit an oath. We give you the language and we give you the link to a pre-formatted oath. And then we give you, and again, this is Texas is unique in this way. You've got some really good additional information that was provided through the Secretary of State, because when challenges were filed a few years ago and there were questions about whether or not they could be should be considered by the counties, what standing the individual had, the Secretary of State wrote a memo, multi-page memo, that says this is what a good challenge needs to look like. You only need to submit one oath, no matter how many challenges you submit. Just having knowledge of the facts is enough to be considered personal knowledge, and things of that sort. So the additional information that's provided in Texas is particularly helpful, but we have it for every state. And now that you have the spreadsheet pulled up, I'll tell you also, we've tried to color code them. So if you see that the color is green, green means you have a process that you can follow from beginning to end, and it's codified in state code. Yellow means you have a process, but it's not nearly as clear as we'd like it to be, or maybe there are some things about it that give us pause that we're trying to draw your attention to. And then what you don't see on the screen right now, but does exist, are other states that are blue in color. And blue means they don't have a process. You can still use IV3, you can still submit challenges, but we don't know quite what to expect to tell you that you're going to get back as a response. So what we recommend is just starting, no matter what color your state is, when you first submit challenges, submit a small batch at first, whatever small feels like to you. It could be one, it could be 10, it could be 100, but whatever kind of feels like a good landing point, your first working session, go ahead and submit those and see what kind of feedback you get. Because if you are told by your county that you need to make some adjustments, or that you didn't give them what they needed, or whatever the case may be, it's better to know with fewer challenges so that you can adjust your process and then continue on.
Very good. Thank you. That's great. Okay, so there you see the blue and the yellow and the green, the different ones that you were talking about. That's great. Right. All right. That's great. So, okay, and then there was one other thing that I was showing on here, and that is this is kind of what the training videos that you have on there. If you have any questions, there are training videos that you should be able to pretty much get your questions answered. And then, you know, what the screens look like. They're very simple screens to follow.
And it's very simple. It's as simple as you think it is. I would just encourage your users. I mean, you don't need to overcomplicate it. It's very, very straightforward.
Yes.
And if you're in the app, the screen that we're looking at right now, when you're in the app, there's two buttons at the top of the app. There's home and then there's help. Help has these training videos and a host of additional information, frequently asked questions, different types of queries that you may be interested in sort of understanding the inner workings of. But all of that is posted in the help desk. And then additionally, when you get to the time that you're choosing to print out your challenges, you export your challenges that they auto format onto a spreadsheet. There's an additional document there that you can also choose to print at that point for your county, which gives all the data specifications, where the data came from, how the query was formatted, so that the questions around how we came to the ability to even show you these records, all of that's laid out for you right there, and that you can provide to your county.
In case they ask. Okay.
In case they ask.
Okay. All right, that sounds great. All right, that seems very simple And again, it seems like you guys have done all the legwork for us. It's really simple. Just register, go in there, see which voters. There's, like I said, 200 in a commercial address, or maybe there's, you know, these people have moved and they've been moved for years and years and years. We need to go ahead and, you know, just challenge them. Print this out, print these documents out that you were saying. You take them and have them sign you say an affidavit. So it just has to be notarized. Is that what you're saying?
I don't remember in Texas if it has to be notarized.
Okay, each
state is different. Some states, but the thing is, you could only have to do it once. So there's this, like everything, there's a balance, right? Because in Texas, you can submit just one oath with your batch of challenges. But if you do have to get it notarized, then you have to factor that in and, you know, and figure out how many times you want to go through the notary process. So that kind of determines how many challenges you get in the queue before you submit.
Okay.
So it's all a balance, all a balancing act.
So the next step would be literally just physically go and take these papers to the election official. Is there something that we should do with True the Vote before we do that?
Well, actually, what we recommend is send them in electronically. So Google your local election administrator or call them and ask, you know, explain what you'd like to provide and ask them what address to send it to. The reason that we suggest you do it via email is that way you have an immediate digital paper trail of who said what to whom. You sent it, then they responded. Now, if you want to additionally take it in person, that's great.
Okay.
But, you know, if you are sending everything in and you're attaching your spreadsheet, your cover sheet, they'll have the full file, and they can then take that spreadsheet, export it into their own setup, and immediately do a comparison. So it makes it very fast and much more efficient than having it just hard copy.
Okay, quick question. When you have this, how am I going to do an affidavit if I'm sending this electronically?
You would print out the affidavit.
Okay.
And you know, one of two ways. You can either sign it electronically using a software like Adobe or whatever,
okay,
where you drop your signature,
okay,
or print it out, sign it,
scan
and
it
then
in.
Either scan it or take a picture of it,
okay,
and post it back in.
Okay, perfect. Got that. All right. So then what should we expect at that point? Once we've emailed it to them, then what?
Then it really depends on the county. What we recommend is give it, you know, 3 to 5 business days. And if you haven't heard anything, just follow up. Follow up via email, even put a phone call in. Again, email always is going to give you the proof that you tried. And so if you don't get a response, that's documented as well. You know, if it goes beyond a week, ratchet it up a little bit, maybe make another phone call. Most counties, what we are seeing, most counties are responding, and that's a great thing. That's what we want. And they're either providing good feedback, or they are just saying, thank you, we've got this, we're going to take this and put it into action, which is the best.
Okay.
You do see sometimes counties respond and say, we don't even know what you're talking about, and we've never heard of such a thing as challenges. And in that instance, you want to go back to that spreadsheet and quote them the chapter and verse. And say, this is what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, the green, yellow, blue one, you guys, the green, yellow, blue spreadsheet.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so what we tried to do is give you all of the building blocks you need, but it's very much about your communication and your relationship with your county. You know, don't go in guns a-blazing, you know.
Right.
You want to be a value add to the community. You want to be a trusted advocate for the community and the election administrator and their team, we want you to be viewed to them as someone who's really trying to help.
Right.
You're not trying to throw them under a bus. You're not trying to make their
right.
lives miserable.
Right.
Look, a lot of these counties, they don't have the resources
right.
to do what
right.
you're providing. It's just
right.
the fact.
And like
the
I
fact.
Said, I'm just so amazed at how much you've done for us. You've gathered all the data. You've already sorted them out really to the ones that are the trouble ones that need to be challenged. Okay. So two things. One about dead voters. Number two about our deadline. Okay. So
yes.
First, tell us about potentially dead voters. You mentioned to me that that's could be a potentially tricky little topic.
It's a tricky topic, and it's not that it can't be done. But here are sort of the guardrails on it. For us to do it, we would want to partner with a third-party data provider, and then they give us their records on deceased, and then we would import them kind of like we've done in the other areas in this app. That level data we have found to be too inaccurate for comfort. It is predominantly accurate, but it's not accurate enough. We need to be 95% or better. And for deceased, because the voter rolls are so bad and you can't really match, most states don't give you full date of birth.
We're going for the low hanging fruit, which is the moved voters or the voters that there's 200 people at a commercial address.
And if we can
get that cleaned up, then we're going to be way ahead of the game. That's the big
100%. Thing. 100%. Okay. Now, if you just have a bee in your bonnet about deceased voters and doggone it, you want to do that kind of research, then what you do is go through something like Ancestry.com, which does have, of all of the various platforms, Ancestry has probably the best reasonably available platform to look up recent deceased information.
Okay.
And then you can use the app where we have the straight search by name or search by address and pull up to see if that person seems to match.
Okay.
And you can file the challenge in that way.
But what we're really trying to do, our goal right here, because we don't have a lot of time. I was talking about the deadline. It's coming up like the middle of July. That's not much time. We have to get on this now, because once that deadline passes, we cannot make any more changes to the voter rolls. People have to be registered or removed by that day. And it has like 90 days before the election?
It's 90 days before. So let me speak to that a little bit as well. So back in that spreadsheet, that green, yellow, blue spreadsheet, we have in there our recommended deadlines. And let me put some more definition around that. Most states are held to a standard under the National Voter Registration Act, which is a federal standard that requires that no more maintenance efforts be made of the voter rolls up until 90 days before an election. So changes can be made, but once you hit that 90-day mark, the curtain goes down. And so the question then is the 90-day mark 90 days from November 5th, the day of the election, or is it 90 days from when early election starts?
Oh, wow.
So to be very, very safe, because we couldn't get a legal opinion that we felt like was good across the country, what we did was we said, we're going to count out 90 days from the first day of early election. So that's why the deadline is coming up so quickly.
Right.
You could learn that the county may tell you in your interaction, oh, you have time. That's, you know, use whatever tools you are given.
Right.
But for us, that's why the deadline is what it is.
Don't let the grass grow under your feet. Don't let the grass.
Let's get this
done today. I'm telling you guys, get this done today. You know how I'm in this battle, fighting hard every day, and I know you guys are too, sharing information. Put this on the top of your to-do list. And this is what, you know, Catherine has been working on for so long too. Okay, I'm going to show one more thing, Catherine. I think we need to show them this
Scan Check Protect.
Okay, Scan Check Protect. Is that under here? Okay, when you go to the Engage button, everybody, you'll see this button right here, Scan Check Protect. Tell us about that.
Sure. Scan, Check, Protect. I think it's a great conversation starter that you can share with family and friends to get them involved. But here's what Scan, Check, Protect does. You can scroll down a little bit on that screen. You can pick your state. And we have all kinds of stickers that have these QR codes on it. And so that's kind of we have merch that has a QR code on it. We go out to all the rallies and give out all the merch and stickers. And so that's kind of the kickoff point when you're working with people in person. But you pick your state, and then if you want to get registered, you can get registered. If you want to check your registration, you can check your registration. But if you have moved from other states, let's just say you were registered when you were 18 and now you're 40 and you've lived in 5 states and you've likely been registered in every state, or maybe you don't even know. The ability to protect your voter record by looking back at states where you once lived and checking to see if you are on those voter rolls. And then if you are, we give you the steps to help you remove yourself from those voter rolls.
Yes.
So that's what the Protect piece is about. If we all did that, look, what we know, Melissa, is that there are over 25 million potentially ineligible records on the voter rolls today. And so if everybody does their part, does a little bit of spring cleaning and make sure that their own records are cleaned up, that is step one.
Yes.
Even before you get to IV3, make sure your own house is in order.
Right.
And it's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. I did that. And the good news for me, because I at one point lived in Louisiana, I've had three different addresses since I've lived in Texas. And so I checked all of those and everything was clear. I'm only registered in my current address, and that was great. But I was able to verify that. I went actually on the Louisiana one at one point, and I found that, you know, that I was not registered any longer in Louisiana. So you can do this maybe for deceased family members, that type of thing. You can check. I did that.
Absolutely,
for family members too, just to see somebody using, you know, Pawpaw's, you know, voter number. So I wanted you guys to see that. All right. I don't want to have this video very long. It's 29 minutes in. I think that we've covered the main bases, don't you think, Catherine?
I think so, with one little caveat I'd like to add. Because as you go through all of this, you may quite question, if we have all this data, why don't we just give it to the counties and be done? There is such tremendous value in all of us working together towards the ends of getting our voter rolls accurate. If we were just to file everything, it'd have to be in the form of a lawsuit. It would take forever. This is the most efficient, this path, working at scale with as many people as we can working alongside us, is the fastest path to helping protect the voter rolls this November.
Okay, then that's what we're going to do. You're the expert. You've been doing this for a long time. You know the best way for us to get this done. And you've also been highly acclaimed by our wonderful President Trump. So, you know, we'll take his advice that we should follow your lead because you know what you're doing. So I'm just, like I said, I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful that you came on to the show with us. You might not know this, but I don't interview that many people. I mostly come on and I talk about just the current events in the light of God's word, and we have a great time. Mm. But I wanted you to come on because you know that I don't really interview that many people. I wanted Catherine to come on here because this is critical. We have to get this done. And so I'm serious. I'm going to be talking to her in the next couple of days. I want to hear from her that she's gotten a lot new people who are jumping in there with both feet. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be part of what the Lord is doing in this day. We're going to be a part of what Catherine is doing and all these great patriots, because if we don't have a true vote, then we don't have a country. That's just the bottom line. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for what Catherine has done and all this wonderful team that she has. We pray that you would help us to get this job done and then just give us the strength to do it. I pray you bless each one of the patriots on our channel, that they would just take one step at a time and get the voter records clean in their county. Lord, you have placed them in that specific county for such a time as this, for a very good reason. And so we ask that you would bless them so that they can bless their county and bless our country with a true vote. We pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, friend.
Hang on with
Absolutely.
Me just for 2 seconds, and I'm going to jet out of here, you guys. I love you guys with all my heart, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to be asking her if she's gotten a lot more people. Okay, I'll talk to you later.